Gang, here we go. We've got another episode. Let's get started.
Welcome to the Rebel Alliance Briefing Room Podcast. We are here to podcast about anything and everything Star Wars with you. Please visit our website where you can play current and past episodes. That's https://rabr.kylejohansson.us. That's RABR dot KAI. LEJOHANSEN.US. On the left hand side is a navigation menu. You can use this to learn how to load the Rebel Alliance Briefing Room podcast on your Android or Apple phone and tablet. And we have direct links to our podcast on Apple and Google Podcasts. Please participate by connecting to our social media, answering questions of the week, or submitting feedback directly from the site. Again, all of these are available at the Rebel Alliance Briefing Room website at rabr.kylejohansen.us. And now, it's time to talk Star Wars.
Star Wars time.
I'm Hulk John Johansson, and this is Andrew Scott Sutton. Say hello.
Hello. We don't have Andrew or Rick today. Our regular guest hosts. Andrew's got personal things, and Rick's busy helping his family do some moving and packing and preparing, all that fun stuff. So it's myself, which is going to be great. Today we're going to talk about Star Wars Bad Batch Season 3, Episode 6, called Infiltration. We don't have any news necessarily. There's not a lot of news coming out except for leaks about around the time when new shows are going to start. And there's nothing that we haven't already talked about. We've got, the new ones, the High Republic one, Acolyte. Yeah, that we got that one coming out, and we've got a couple other ones coming out this year. And I think we're going to have a regular show this time too, like Visions or something like that might be coming out this year still. But let's get on with what we've got. So we're not going to have any news. We're going to have an unboxing though. And that unboxing of a Funko Pop, that you may or may not have seen somewhere, but, we're going to unbox, these now. I think, as long as we can. Some of you know that I have a bunch of these on my wall, and I don't see why they couldn't be unboxed for you, if you know what I mean. So let's do the first one. Now we have a special treat. It's unboxings.
Unboxings.
So all right, everybody's excited. Look, here's my regular tool that I've been using. But today we're going to use a different kind of cutter. One of those ones where you break off the blade and use it. So we're going to start. Let me cut it open. Here we go. Look at this. Oh, what could it be? Oh, look at that. It's General Grievous. Can you see that? The number is 129. It's upside down, of course, but here, there's the top. This has got an extra protective plastic cover over it. Basically to prevent from damage of the box, I guess, the cardboard box. There's the side. What's it say? Okay, it says pop. Okay, there we go. Let me get the box up. And then the back, look at that, there's 129. Oh, this is a set. It's got Qui-Gon, so it's probably, I don't know, Obi-Wan Kenobi's the one that fought him and killed him. I don't know. Anyway, here's the other side of the box, the front of the box. Sorry about the glare. I'm trying to get it out of there. There you go. There's a good shot. Look at that. General Grievous. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. He does the coffin. All right. Yay. Unboxing. All right. That was great. Great unboxing. We really enjoy those. Let's get right into the cast and directors and everything of the show that we're reviewing today. Oh, which reminds me, we need to do a spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. So, I wouldn't go any further in this episode if you haven't watched the show, because we're going to spoil everything. Once you've watched it, come back to us and we'll get on to it. We're gonna do it, and that would be director would be Stuart Lee, writer was Bradley Rowe, edited by Matt Mitchovitz. Of course, the music score was done by Kevin Kinner, Sean Kinner, and Deanna Kinner, the Star Wars duo now that's trying to take over for. That will never take over for the great previous director of most of our music stuff. So the cast, we have a large cast, but I would say 95% of the cast are clones, and these are clones that we've seen back in the Clone Wars. So that's kind of exciting. But let's start out with our Bad Batchers. We've got Hunter. Wrecker, Echo, Crosshair, all done by D. Bradley Baker. We have Captain Rex, some random clone troopers that we don't have names for. Clone Trooper X, which is, you know, the guy with the blue face shield thing going on. And also, no, Trooper X is the guy that's kind of in a gray, black and gray outfit. His helmets and everything. He looks a lot like the outfit that that Crosshair wears, but it's kind of no colors or anything. It's just all black and gray. Commander Scorch is the one with the blue visor thing going on. And then we have Fireball, Hauser, Lieutenant Hilo, Greer, and Samson, and then, of course, Batcher, still all done by D. Bradley Baker. He had to do lots of voiceover for this episode, I guess. And then Omega was there with Michelle Yang. Michelle Ang. And we had one of those weird droids that have the big black eyes, two black eyes or whatever. GS-8 was done by Sin Clifford. We had Senator Ava Singh, done by Daniel Jacobs. And Senator Kuchi, done by Jennifer Hale. They had a little secret rendezvous. Fake advertisement for Juan's Cantina.
We are proud to welcome our latest sponsor, Juan's Cantina. Where cheers. Every first week of the month on the Standard Galactic calendar, we celebrate what the ancients call Cinco de Mayo. Come join us,
ay, Juan's, ay,
with food, mariachi music, and 34 flavors of margaritas. That's Juan's Cantina right next to the Hangar 94 of Mos Eisley Spaceport. On day two of the week is Taco Tuesday. All tacos are half a credit each and enjoyed with our house of margaritas. Juan's Cantina also serves the Galactically Famous Dos Camarones Azul Cerveza.
Imported
directly from Kessel. Thank you again for our latest sponsor, Juan's Cantina.
Yeah, blue beer and margaritas. How about that? All right, so again, we're reviewing The Bad Batch Season 3, Episode 6. Infiltration is the name. Episode originally aired March 13th, 2004. And it was running time of about 28 minutes. It seems like every episode this season has been 28 minutes. We're still in the time of 18 or 19 before the Battle of Yavin. Which again is before the Death Star. Battle Yavin is when the first Death Star exploded. So, what that means is it's time to grab your favorite beverage, pull up a chair, and join us in the Rebel Alliance briefing room. Yay. All right, so let's get started with our episode overview. And it starts out a nondescript location on Pantora City Center. Senator Ryo Chuchi meets Senator Ava Singh, who discuss an alliance against the Empire. Hmm. Conversation is cut short, however, when clone X-Trooper attempts an assassination on Singh. And all this time, we're seeing, like, them, secretly walking through the city, and they're, taking extra precautions. They got lots of guards. And they've got some people we know that are watching them as well. You'll see Captain Rex is one of them. And the assassination attempt is stopped, but thankfully by Rex and his rogue clones that he is helping command. He cracks the assistance data puck, and they learn that Omega is also on his target list. Rex contacts the Bad Batch while the Empire looks to tie up loose ends. Okay, so that was the description that I didn't want to read. Yeah, briefing room. All right. So let's get started with the episode. The door opens with a former clone trooper, Rex, escorting the fugitive separatist Senator Avi Singh and his RA-7 protocol droid GS-8 to a safe house through the streets of the city at night. GS-8 is unsure about the safe house, but Singh replies that they are not safe anywhere anyway. Another former clone trooper, Hauser, keeps watch from the balcony and corresponds with Greer, who confirms the interior is secure. They are being watched by a clone assassin CX-1 from a high tower. Rex brings Singh and GS-8 inside the parlor for a secret meeting with Imperial Senator Ryo Chuchi. Despite fighting on opposite sides during the Clone Wars, the two senators have met to discuss the growing dissent among the Emperor Palpatine throughout his former Galactic Republic and Confederacy worlds. Singh warns that since they are not unifying leaders on their side, they need to be cautious. Chuchi says the Empire is acting cautious due to public opinion, and Singh counters that such limitations have not stopped the Empire from occupying planets, including his homeworld of Raxus. Singh is still determined to do anything for his homeworld and asks Chuchi what she is suggesting. Meanwhile, CX-1 navigates through the tunnels and climbs out the manhole that leads to the parlor. He surprises and chokes Greer with his blaster. Unable to contact Greer, Hauser contacts Rex to tell him that they need to check the kitchen. Rex warns the patrons that there is an intruder. Dun, dun, dun. The assassin throws a bomb at the senators, but Rex tosses it out the window in their room, causing an explosion that blows a hole in the wall. Rex and Hauser pursue the assailant underground. CX-1 uses the tunnels to flee the southern maintenance tower. The assassin manages to slow down his pursuers by damaging a gas tunnel, but is stunned at the top of the maintenance tower by another former clone trooper who identifies him as a shadow they keep running into. Rex and his former clone comrades travel onto a shuttle through hyperspace with CX-1. Rex advises Senator Chuchi to keep a low profile. Rex and Hauser discuss an object they recovered from their prisoner. Rex tells Hauser to make arrangements for Fireball to examine the object at base camp, which turns out to be a ruined Boomar Order masonry monastery on the planet of Teth. At the base camp, Fireball explains the object was an electrocapsule implanted in the assassin's teeth. Fireball also notices that his identifying members have been wiped, as well as ponders what the Empire did with him. What did they do? Maybe they did something to him on Tannis, huh? Anyway, when CX-1 awakes, Rex speaks to him, saying that there's still one of them, despite what the Empire has done to him. Meaning, you know, they're clones. The prisoner remains silent. Meanwhile, at Tannis base, Commander Scorch activates a clone assassin, explaining that CX-1 has been compromised due to his capture. He orders the clone assassin to track down CX-1 and neutralize him. Elsewhere, CX-1 remains silent, but briefly nods when Rex asks if he is from Mount Tannis. Rex asks where Mount Tannis is located, but CX-1 remains silent. Hauser tells Rex to push the prisoner harder. Fireball interrupts and informs Rex and Hauser that CX-1's data puck was a target register. The Fireball says that CX-1 targets include Sing and Omega. What? Still Omega? That's just not right, is it? Rex orders Fireball to contact Echo and Hunter immediately. Quickly! Hauser thinks that the Bad Batch can help, but Rex is unwilling to get them involved. However, Hauser thinks that Crosshair can help them and believes that CX-1 can help reveal Tannis' location. While the Bad Batch travels aboard the Remora through hyperspace, Echo tells Hunter that he is taking them to a secret base. When Hunter asks about the rendezvous with Gregor, Echo replies that he will pick him up after dropping the rest of the team off at the base. Echo is unable to explain why Rex wants to see them, but says it's extremely important. Important. The Bad Batch meet up with Rex in the Clone Underground. The Bad Batch disembarks outside Rex's base on Teeth, where they are greeted by Rex and Hauser. Rex is pleased to see Omega, but Hauser is unhappy to see Crosshair. Your traitor, whom he still has unfinished business with on Ryloth. Because apparently Crosshair killed some of his comrades on Ryloth. Rex reassures Hauser that Crosshair is now on their side. Before leaving, Echo hands Omega an energy crossbow, which he obtained from some interesting contacts in the galaxy. He tells Echo that he won't be long and tells her to keep the others in line, jokingly. Keep them in line. Meanwhile, the clone assassin lands his starship in the nearby forest on Teth and disembarks his ship. He follows CX-1's implanted beacon inside into the base. Rex introduces the other members of the clone underground and tells the Bad Batch of his plan to rescue their clone brothers from Tannis base. Rex tells Hunter that he recovered a target list from the Imperial operative that includes Omega. Crosshair says that Omega is a target because she escaped Imperial custody. When Hauser asks Crosshair why he is not on the list, Crosshair thinks it's because he is not important. When Hauser accuses Crosshair of being a traitor, Hunter warns him to back down. Hauser questions whether Crosshair was a captive and his assassins that he doesn't know the base's location. Crosshair responds that he is telling the truth. Crosshair says that he is broken with the Empire, but Hauser does not believe him. when Omega enters the room with Batcher and Wrecker, Crosshair tells her that the Empire is targeting her again. And Wrecker says,
"That's not a surprise."
When Wrecker asks Omega why the Empire is interested in her, Omega explains that the Empire is using her as a hostage to force Nalase to cooperate. Omega adds that Nalase is working on a project involving M-Count. She is unaware about the purpose of the project, but explains that they were taking blood samples from all clone prisoners, including her. Rex has heard about M-Counts, but is unsure what it is about. Rex asks Omega to tell her more. The clone assassin climbs aboard the above the mountain where Rex's base is situated and plants remote-controlled explosives on several ships and structures. Omega tells Rex that there are more clone prisoners on the base, and Rex promises to get them out. Fireball serves a meal, a yummy, which is based on Gregor's recipe with some spicy modifications. Before they settle down for the meal, Crosshair reveals that not all of the clones on Tanis are prisoners, and that some are still loyal to the Empire. He explains that there's a special clone division who are trained as specialized operatives and initiated into a deep cover program run by Dr. Royce Hemlock only. He explains that their identities are erased and that they are reconditioned. A few who survived the program came out different. When Hauser asks Crosshair how he knows so much about the program, Crosshair explains that the Imperials tried to make him into one of those deep cover clones. Crosshair failed the program since being defective is in his nature. Hunter recalls they encountered one of those clone operatives on Coruscant earlier. When Hunter asks what Rex is keeping from them, Rex explains that they've captured a clone assassin. Crosshair expresses more surprise to learn that the clone assassin is a prisoner and warns that the Empire tracks their operatives. When Hauser responds that they have scanned the prisoner, Crosshair warns that the Empire is using a special kind of tracker that can elude their scanners. He warns them not to underestimate Hemlock, as he's smarter than the average bear. Meanwhile, the second clone assassin infiltrates the base, moving past Omega and Wrecker into the mess hall. The assassin sights Omega and considers targeting her from before changing his mind. Batcher senses movement, but Omega thinks he's hungry and gives him her bowl. Outside the base, the clone assassin informs Scorch that Omega is present on the base with a group of rogue clones. Scorch orders the assassin to send the coordinates and prepare for a recovery strike team. He then issues orders for the girl to be taken alive. Do not kill. Alive. The Bad Batch and Rex confront CX-1, who recognizes Crosshair. Crosshair warns them to leave, but CX-1 claims that Crosshair has information he is hiding from the others. CX-1 warns the others that the Empire is coming for them, just as a series of explosions tear through the base, disabling all comms. CX-1 laughs defiantly before he is sniped by the assassin. The rogue clones engage in gunfight with the intruder, and Rex tells Nimic to restore communications, but the assassin takes out Nimic and the backup generator. The Bad Batch and Omega retreat to the second command room, where Rex and his clones fight the intruder. Fireball deploys a flamethrower, but the assassin shoots him. The flamethrower activates a thermal detonator, which causes a cave-in that destroys the mess hall. Rex manages to escape, but into the command room. In space, two shuttles carrying clone commandos and TX stormtroopers led by Commander Wolf approach Teth. He orders his troops to set their blasters to stun and bring the prisoners back alive. And we see credits roll. Yeah, so pretty interesting episode. We, you know, get to see a lot of our clone troopers that we haven't seen in quite a while. You know, Rex, Hauser, Wolf, you know, pretty much a whole team of them that were mostly loyal to Rex directly. And apparently they've all had their chips removed and such, and are no longer doing Order 66. They're doing they're out to save their own clones, basically. So, you know, that kind of brings us through our thing, and we've introduced to the others that there's some sort of M-count thing going on at Tanis. You know, Project Necromancer that we know about that they don't know anything about. And they're still trying to figure out what it is and why it's important. So, since we don't have anybody else besides me today, we're going to go right into feedback and hope that you send us as much feedback as possible. You know, maybe do some begging on getting a co-host to show up, you know, and more regularly. And whatever you need to do. So let me push this button. That's right. You can send us feedback at feedback@kylejohansson.us. That's our email address. If you want to do a video, you can record it and attach it and send it. Just make sure it's not too big, because I think you'll get, if it's such a big size, it'll get blocked. We also can go to our website, and on one of those sides over there, left-hand side, there's a link that says feedback. Click on it, it'll bring you to a form you fill out, put a name in, and at the bottom there's a section where you can type whatever you want, and send that to us. We're on Twitter, @super_duper_pod. We're on Blue Sky, @Rebel Alliance Briefing Room, all one word, Rebel Alliance Briefing Room. And we post the audio and video now to YouTube, since Google is getting ready to Google Podcasts. So you can go there and comment as well. So we look forward to seeing those comments. And since I'm by myself, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. Thank you for listening. Hope you send us some feedback right away.
Thank you for listening to the Rebel Alliance Briefing Room Podcast. Please visit our website where you can play current and past episodes. That's https://rabr.kylejohansson.us. That's rabr.kylejohansson.us. On the left-hand side is a navigation menu. You can use this to learn how to load the Rebel Alliance Briefing Room podcast on your Android or Apple phone and tablet. And we have direct links to our podcast on Apple and Google Podcasts. Please participate by connecting to our social media, answering questions of the week, or submitting feedback directly from the site. Again, all of these are available at the Rebel Alliance Briefing Room website at rabr.kylejohansson.us. This podcast in no way is approved, sponsored, or owned by Lucasfilms Ltd., Disney, Disney Plus, or any of its subsidiaries. All opinions are solely owned by Kyle and or Scott, and in no way express the views or opinions of their past or present employers. Views and opinions are not supported or restricted by Lucasfilms Ltd., Disney, Disney Plus, or any of its subsidiaries. Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or any or other use of this podcast and its affiliate sites without consent of Super Duper Podcast Network and its host is prohibited.
That's right.
I am Kyle Johnson. That's me. This is Andrew Scott Sutton. Say goodbye now.
No Andrew, no Rick today. They're both occupied. So thank you for joining us. Goodbye.